History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa is a very loving mother.
Try to be.
I try my hardest to be a very loving father. And Kyle, well, Kyle's got a dog, to which we give him the space to talk about being a dog dad in what we call Doggy Diaries. Kyle.
Yes.
What's the latest with raising your sweet pup, Bernie?
Well, my Bernie, she's been a perfect dog lately.
Aw, that's nice.
But I have a little spin on Doggy Diaries that I want to do today, if you guys will humor me a little bit.
Okay.
It is March 12th, 312 Day, yeah. Chicago Day.
Yes, yeah.
Everybody should, of course, be drinking their Goose Island 312s right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It's the season.
I think, yeah, now's about the time to start.
Call all your friends with 312, here we go.
Yeah, check in on them.
Yeah.
But it made me think, you know, 312 Day... It's Doggy Diaries, and I feel like I gotta make this confession to you guys, and I hope this is a safe space, but...
Oh, yeah, definitely is a safe space. No, we will never judge you, Kyle.
Safest space ever.
Yeah, we will never judge you.
Okay, I don't like that. But I'll admit, I have never had a Chicago hot dog.
Really?
Never. Like as we've talked about, I was born in Elgin, raised in Elgin.
The E-dub.
Not called that.
Some people call it.
No, they don't. Have lived in Chicago on and off since about 2017. Never had a Chicago hot dog.
That's wild to me, especially with how many Cubs games you go to.
Yeah, I'll be honest. It's because I don't like a lot of stuff on my hot dog.
What do you put on your hot dog?
Sometimes just onions. Grilled onions is perfect for me. I don't really like mustard. It icks me out. Just let me have my hot dog.
Okay, so you like hot dogs. You just don't eat a Chicago-style hot dog.
Like, I've had a hot dog in Chicago. I haven't had a Chicago hot dog.
Got it.
Sure. Okay, a Chicago dog. That makes sense. Now, would you ever try one?
No.
Really?
I do not want it. I do not. It's something that... It just grosses me out. There's too many... It's a hot dog. Let me just eat my hot dog that's already kind of questionable in a lot of theories. Let me just eat that and be fine with it, you know?
You sound like my kids. That's what you sound like.
Sound like you do. You sound kind of like a kid where you won't try it.
Yeah.
I don't want to try it.
Literally just last night at dinner, I'm like trying to like feed Kennedy something like, you know, hey, just try this. You will really like it. I know you. You and I are very similar. We have similar taste buds. You just try this and you'll like it. No, I don't like it. And I'm like, you've never tried in your entire life.
Right.
I mean, to be fair, it took me until I was like in high school to really trust Chinese food.
Really?
I don't know. There's something. It grossed me out.
Well, because it looks weird.
It looks weird.
Good.
And it comes in those little boxes.
Right. Yeah, it's like, I don't trust it.
312-946-4995. What's the food that you refuse to try?
Or your kids refuse to try.
Yeah, we'll throw them in as well. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a lot, especially if it's something basic like a Chicago-style hot dog.
Jody in Plainfield.
Is there something you or one of your kids just will not try?
Was totally me. As a kid, we used to go out for dinners on Fridays. That was like our thing. And Chinese was always part of that. I wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't even get a cheeseburger from the Chinese place.
Really?
What? Not even a cheeseburger?
Nope. It wasn't until I was 25 and pregnant with my daughter that I had a craving one time for General Tso's chicken and history since.
So wait a minute.
How did you have a craving if you've never had it?
Yeah, I'm thinking that too.
I don't know.
What?
Oh my gosh.
No clue.
A woman's body during pregnancy is the weirdest thing in the world.
It is. Exactly.
Do you still eat Chinese food or is it?
Yes, I do. I do enjoy it.
Okay, so that craving did stick around.
Do you also stick? It did. Do you also stick with General Tso's chicken?
For the most part, yeah.
It's so weird that you had a craving for something you never had.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. But yes, I'm totally with Kyle on the whole trusting the Chinese food.
That's very funny.
Oh gosh, that's hysterical.
That's very funny. Well, at least you finally came around. Well, listen, Jody, thank you for this call. We appreciate it. And how are the babies?
Well, she's 19 going on 20 this year.
Oh, my goodness. Well, my goodness.
Does she also eat General Tso's chicken?
She actually does. She loves Chinese food.
No, I love it.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you, Jody. We got these texts into our text line from the 847. Raw oysters and lamb.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
The oysters I kind of get.
I will never.
They look slimy.
That is actually my food.
That's
my food
texture.
Is oysters. I will never even try them.
Weirdly, love oysters.
Okay.
Lived on the East Coast for a little bit. There was great oysters.
Yeah, that's
fair. Ew, the texture. It's like snot.
Once you get over the texture, it is very good.
Oh, I'm not getting over the texture. No.
There was a bar in Destin that I used to go with a friend. It was called Shuckums, and they were known for their oysters. Now I refuse to try.
Oh, disgusting.
I think this one from the 815 might be the weirdest answer, though. Pancakes with syrup.
What?
Refusing to eat them. I hope that's the kids.
Yeah.
Not an adult going and being like, nuh-uh.
I know. They don't even look weird. They actually look good.
Yeah.
Unless that person's Waffle House loyal, I don't see it.
Do you know Porter will not try ketchup?
Ketchup! My daughter will dip everything in ketchup.
Exactly. Most kids do.
But I kind of get it because growing up, I did not like ketchup because it was always used as blood for things.
Oh.
So there was like a weird, I just don't, I didn't like it.
You're like, I'm not a vampire.
Yeah.
Really? He also won't eat blueberry muffins.
What?
Because they got blueberries in them and he won't eat blueberries.
What's wrong with a blueberry?
These blueberries taste like blueberries.
Exactly. Kid won't eat blueberries or anything with blueberries.
Oh my goodness. You're telling me Porter's almost as weird as his mom?
No, he is. Trust me. He is way more weird than me. Way.
I like this text from the 815. My daughter refuses to eat mashed potatoes. My son won't eat mac and cheese at this point.
What?
I don't even know if they're my children.
Yeah, you might want to get DNA tested on that one.
Oh my gosh.
Without question. It's Melissa and Austin.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.